Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
This is The Stinking Truth.
Hey, welcome into The Stinking Truth podcast. Alongside Mike Evans, I am Mark Schler. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. We're almost at 18,000, so we are cruising. We appreciate you guys. Try to get up to 25,000. Then a special gift goes out to not each and every one of you, but one of you special listeners is going to get a special gift, as far as you know. So it's going to be awesome. You can write home and tell everybody about it. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
All right. Gifts.
Yeah.
You get a gift. All right.
It's going to be like Oprah.
Yeah, we're going to take care of all of
you. Sure.
I got quarterbacks on my mind today.
Do you now?
Yeah, I do.
That's a big mind you got up there. I
can
see a lot of dough.
Hey, there's room for all 32 quarterbacks.
All 32 and all their backups.
All of them. They can take residence up here. Big squash. But let's start with what's going on with the Giants. Mike Kafka takes over for Brian Daboll on an interim basis. And his first big move, with Jackson Dart unlikely to play this week, no more Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be Jameis Winston that gets the start. Do you want to take this moment to have a bit of a victory lap against the Rusties?
Well, no, because you know what? I mean, it is what it is. I told the Giants, and you know what? There were so many of you, Giant fans. First off, Giant fans. There were so many of you that came after me when I said I'd start Jackson Dart from day one, I'd cut Russell Wilson, I'd move on from him, and make Jameis my backup. And you guys all had it. Yeah, I mean, it was a blowout. Like, oh, my God, you can't do that to a young quarterback. What are you doing? It's going to ruin. You know, Russ is going to be the best way for us to have a chance to win ball games. You know, not at all. Like, listen, he failed at the end of his time in Seattle. He failed in Denver for a couple of years. He failed in Pittsburgh. And now he's failed as a Giants quarterback. And the bottom line is, like, none of you wanted to hear it, but I was 100% right. And by the way, I think that Brian Daboll probably saves his job if he starts him from day one. Now, you can't run him as much, but part of that is his fault. Because I look back to Brian Daboll, like when Brian Daboll got Josh Allen in Buffalo, running the ball was a big part, especially in the red zone, of what the quarterback did to have success while he was learning to play in the National Football League. That was part of the deal. And then when he went to the Giants originally, remember when they went to the playoffs with Daniel Jones? What was a big part of the offense with Daniel Jones was scrambling the quarterback designed runs, but it becomes incumbent upon that quarterback to make sure he protects himself when he's out there in the open. And that's what Jackson Dart didn't do a good enough job of. But I'm 100% with Kafka on this. Listen, Russ ain't going to win you jack squat. Russ is going to take sacks. He's going to make bad decisions. The bottom line is it's over. You got to know when the race is over. And the race is over. And ultimately,
What race? What Russ race? Oof.
The career.
Oh, it's over?
Well, are you signing him? Who's going to sign him?
Well, yeah, you're
like,
yeah.
I mean, from the standpoint of, you think about where he is right now in his career. I mean, he came off the bench in the last game with a 10-point lead and was just awful. And so, I mean, ultimately, are you a good backup? Are you a guy that's going to mentor people? You certainly, like, is Russ going to tell you, like, how to read through progressions? Has that ever been his strong suit? Like, what is he going to bring you as a backup? He's proven at this point it's not going to be a very good bridge quarterback if you're thinking about, hey, we need a veteran quarterback on our roster to bridge us to the rookie that we're going to draft. Is he proven to be good at that? No. He's, just finished his 14th year? He doesn't run like he used to run. He still takes way too many sacks. He can't overcome those sacks with dicing people from the pocket. I mean, what is he at this point in his career? What is he going to do other than continue to tarnish the legacy that he had built to this point?
Has he played himself out of the Hall of Fame?
You know, I've kind of vacillated back and forth on that, Mike. If you played yourself into the Hall of Fame, can you play yourself out of the Hall of Fame? I think these last couple of years are going to really be, when it comes to the voters, detrimental to his candidacy.
Stink, I've never seen, I don't know, maybe people out there can help us, but I can't think of a player who fell off the map, fell off the cliff so stunningly. I mean, it was just prior to the 2021 season. He came here to Denver, and we were honestly having the conversation of, well, how many Super Bowls does he have to win in Denver to legitimize and validate what they gave up to get him?
Mm-hmm.
We were having that conversation.
I know.
Smart people. Us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Smart people. We're having a serious conversation. Is one going to be enough? Does it need to be two? Seriously, we're having this conversation.
I know.
Here we are just a few years later, and we're talking about him being done. I've never seen anything like it.
I look back on those days here in Denver, and I'm ashamed of myself. I fell into the hype. And there were all my buddies in Seattle that were like, they were on me too. They were like, yeah, no.
We were gaslit before anybody knew what the term was.
Yeah, right, exactly. I will say, man, it has been a precipitous slide. There is no question. And I think it becomes much harder for him to get in the Hall of Fame based upon how these last few seasons have gone. I just know how the voters operate. I know what they look at. But still, I think he won more games than any quarterback in the history of the National Football League in his first 10 years. But again, wins shouldn't be a quarterback-driven statistic. They're a team statistic. And you look at the Legion of Boom. You look at the way that defense played. Listen, the way that defense was created under Pete Carroll was, one, it was like a generational defense, right? And the simplistic nature of that defense, we're playing match cover three, come hell or high water, and we're just going to be better at you or better than you at playing this. And we're going to be so on our spots and on our points and on our, you know, leverages and all those things that we're just going to be able to outplay you playing essentially one defense. That's what we're going to do. And then to watch how teams tried to adopt that and make that who they were. And I will tell you, that was probably the catalytic event that led the Broncos to their 2015 championship, because they adopted some of the philosophy of build it from back to front as opposed to front to back, get your DBs together, make sure you've got, and they went out, you know, they got DBs. They had Chris Harris Jr. here. They went out and got Aqib Talib. They went out and got some guys to play at the safety position that could have range and play man coverage. And so, yeah, really, really interesting. I'm going to say, man, I've gone back and forth. I've said he's out of the Hall of Fame. I've said he's in the Hall of Fame. I think it really dampens his opportunity. I'll say he's out.
Okay.
What do you say?
He better hope that the old adage, time heals all wounds, applies here. And you better hope that the voters are able, as the years go by, to forget how it precipitously ended and be able to focus on his sweet spot.
I think the ending, though, makes people look back to go, was it really Russ, or was it really the run game, beast mode, the Legion of Boom? Was that really?
Hey, if you can have people chipping away at Bill Belichick's legacy over these last few years by saying, hey, you know, the way it's all played out, how much of it was really Bill and how much it was Brady? I mean, if it could chip away at Bill Belichick's legacy, why can't it chip away at Russell Wilson?
Well, it certainly can.
Of course it can.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.